My name's Mary Thaler.
And my name is Jeffrey Edwards.
And we're both writers. We're writers at different stages in our careers. We're writers in very different genres and subject material. But whenever we get together, we like to talk about writing. We're both fascinated by
the process of writing, by writers, by the profession of writing.
And so these episodes of our series, Writing Off the Deep End, are a chance to share that discussion. So Jeffrey, what made you want to become a writer?
Well, I've always wanted to be a writer. I'm 61, so I started wanting to be a writer when I was a teen. But I got sidetracked by life, as one does, into a career as a scientist. And but the desire to write it never fully went completely away. And it all started, I had a bout of illness about 9 years ago. And I was off work and I decided, I had all this time and I thought, well, maybe I could try writing and see if it goes anywhere. So I formed this rather crazy project.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into a little bit later on, and I've been writing on that project ever since.
The more you do, the more you want to do it.
In fact, it's become a necessity.
I followed a similar path to you. I had a different job, a job in science, although mine wasn't as far along as yours. But the desire to write, it was always in the back of my mind that I was not writing, and I had stories to tell. And it felt like they were slipping through my fingers, and I needed to get them out there. And I made myself kind of unhappy because I wasn't doing the writing that I wanted to do.
So you've actually made space in your life to be writing more substantially now.
It's true. I quit my job, and writing's what I do. I wasn't able to quit work entirely because the rent needs to get paid. But I thought, I'll just try this for a year. And it's as you described, once you started, it just grew, and a year wasn't enough. What do you write? What kind of projects?
So I mentioned earlier that I have this big project that I've been working on for the last 8 or 9 years. So the manuscript currently stands at 2,600 pages. It's almost finished. It's about 85% finished in its first draft form, and it's science fiction. So
I think we should note here that War and Peace was 1,500 pages.
Yeah.
Okay.
just
checking.
This question about audacity has its role to play in the discussion because a beginning of a writer, why would you start a big project like that? But in a way, it was a project that was in me and grew in me my whole life. And when I sat down to write it, the whole plot, the whole structure just roared out of me. In fact, I wrote 250 pages of notes before I ever started the book.
Yeah.
So, wow.
So it's 15 volumes, not all following the same character.
No. So the idea is it's 3,000 pages altogether, but it's broken up into five trilogies.
Yeah.
Each of the five trilogies follows one character, mm-hmm. and so it's five characters, but I call it a braided quintet,
mm-hmm.
because all of the plots from the different trilogies intermingle. It makes it a challenge to write because you can't write and then publish one,
yes.
because you have to write the others in parallel in order to get all the complications of the different plots working together.
But near future, far future.
Far future.
Far future.
Yeah.
On an interstellar scale.
Yeah, interstellar, but within the galaxy, so.
Gotcha. Huge.
Yeah, huge.
Huge in every sense.
Yes. But you're not exactly an unambitious writer either.
Well, thanks. I've done different small projects. I did start out with smaller works, but at the moment I am tackling my first long work. And so now I'm writing a novel about a historical scientific mission to the Arctic. And I'm trying to give it my focus, but it's always nice to have a side project because when things don't go well with project A, maybe you can move project B ahead and that will give you more confidence. So one of the other things I've got going on is actually something that Jeffrey has collaborated with me a bit on. I wrote a long narrative poem. I'd always wanted to write a long narrative poem. The sound of it is what makes poetry special. And so having written my long poem, I wanted to hear it read. And so I got together a group of friends, and Jeffrey was one of them. Each of them read a character, and that it's been recorded. It's currently in editing and technical stages, but hopefully will soon be posted on the internet as a podcast. So that's been a great project. It's been a great project because I get to work with other people on it, and writing's so solitary.
Yeah, and Mary didn't mention, but this poem is a Norse poem in the style of Beowulf. So for those of you who might have read or seen a film about Beowulf, it's a Viking story.
Beowulf is not in the poem, but some of you may have read Beowulf. It's written in this wonderful rhythmic style of verse. And so it was that sound that I wanted to capture. But of course, form is so important. Genre is so important. When I began to write in this verse, in this alliterative rhythm, it affected the subject matter as well. I found that there was a certain kind of poem that wanted to be written about it. And so, as much as it was infused with, I think, my sensibilities as a 21st century woman, urban dweller, and everything that I'm bringing to it, there was also something that was very, I felt like I was touching some deep roots to our language and our modes of expression. It's the story of a Viking raider queen. It's a bit of a feminist mirror of Beowulf, perhaps, in that way. And so I had a lot of fun updating it in that way while trying to stay true to the sense of what Old English poetry is like. Now, I want to go back to, you talked about the role of contests and structured writing activities like that in pushing you forward, and you actually do a really intense contest every year.
Well, the three-day novel contest, which actually I just signed up for again for this year, although I'm still hesitating.
So you're signed up now.
From midnight Friday night to midnight Monday night, and you have to produce the entire novel in that time. So yeah, it's a challenge. But you were the one who introduced me to it. In fact, the first year we wrote.
I've done it twice.
We just did it in our own spaces at the same time.
I did. I feel like I did sort of unleash that monster for you. I couldn't do it last year, and I sadly won't be able to do it this year. But I'll be on the sidelines cheering for you.
So you produce a short novel. It's more like a novella almost than a novel. But what I've done every year that I've done it is I have my 15 book saga. But there are so many characters in my saga that many of them feel like they need their own book. Mm-hmm. So I've used the three-day novel contest to write backstory books for different characters that are in the 15-book saga.
Spinning off
other ideas, yeah.
So those weren't really planned for in your original...
No, they weren't.
So it's growing.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing.
It's a monster.
It's a monster. It's a tentacle monster.
Okay, so thanks for watching this time. We're going to be talking about voice, I think, the next time.
Yeah, we're going to be digging into that subject.
So there's a button at the bottom of the screen that you can click if you're interested in the series.
Because we've got lots of great episodes coming up.
Right. So if you want to subscribe, you click on the bottom, and I think that's it. So
see you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.